The King's Yarn, Jason Cadee joins us. G'day, Jason.
Hey guys, how are we?
Yeah, we're really well, mate. It's been a big campaign. We've been down at Spring Carnival. Did you track the racing down there?
I did get to have a look at it. I had a bit of a rough day, but it's always good to watch that. And I wish I could be part of it, actually.
Yeah, mate. Oh. Well, join the club.
You've just got to schedule your games a bit better, Jason.
I know, it never works out in my favour for some reason, but maybe one day it just will work out perfectly.
Now, mate, we have to be honest here. You've been having a tough time of late, you guys?
Yeah, it's been rough. Just haven't really found that chemistry, I guess, or just found that thing that's working for us. We've dropped a couple of close ones, which probably hurts us the most just due to where our record's at. A couple of games we should have had won, and yeah, it shows up on the ladder right now.
Certainly. Well, what can you do to fix it, Jason? I know how hard all the players be working and how hard Andrew Gaze be working as a coach to fix it. What do you need to do to turn it round? I mean, the rebounding's one thing, Jason, that has struck me, because I guess the lack of rebounding at both ends, because that's just a work ethic thing.
Yeah, it is, and I think that's one of the biggest things is the rebounding. Most games we've actually won the rebound have been close this year, and in the past we've won, so that's definitely a big thing. And look, everyone's working hard. It's not like no one's just taking time off to figure it out, so we're all working at it. And I think one of the things, especially when we play a bit smaller at times, is everyone has to go to the boards. It can't just be one or two. So
right. Look,
we're all working hard, and it's just actually a shame that things we're doing at training aren't really translating right now.
Mm.
And so hopefully this weekend can be the one that just the things that we're starting to do at training just carry over. And I think if that happens, we'll be far better off.
Yeah, Jason, it must be really difficult. You've got an emotive coach still learning the coaching game, and no better than Gazy, right?
He's
one of the great blokes and obviously the player, and I'm sure he's fantastic as a coach. But if you're walking off court, timeout, whatever it is, and you see this emotion that says, you boys aren't doing it for me today, or it's not clicking, it must be really hard to turn things around.
It does have its moments, and I think that's something, especially for me, who's normally pretty calm and relaxed, seeing that, I guess, sometimes is like, oh, wow, look at this.
Yeah.
But I think I understand, knowing Drew so well, that that's just how Drew is, and he cares so much about the game and the result, and he wants to win because he's such a competitor that he sometimes lets it get the better of him. And I think even he knows that. He spoke about it. He needs to be better.
Yeah.
But, look, sometimes it's not a bad thing. I think sometimes we do need it. And I think for Drew, it's about learning how to get it across sometimes rather than just bottling it all in or going nuts at himself. I think he needs to sometimes get it across the group better than that. But look, he's learning and he's doing the right thing, and he's working with us.
Yeah. And Jason, I know it's a team game, but you've been on fire from outside in some really good runs of three-point shooting. You must be pretty happy with the sweetness of the shot at the moment.
Yes and no. In fact, we're not winning, really.
Yeah,
that.
I understand.
I think for me, I've probably been a bit too used in spurts. I'm probably not aggressive enough for long enough. I think I just maybe a bit too passive, and then I'll find my spots here and there, obviously. But yeah, look, with the way our group is going at the moment, it probably needs me to be a bit more aggressive for the longer periods of time and just being on the attack a bit more. Mm.
All right, well, you're outsiders, 425, mate, against Melbourne United. And Dean Vickerman, I think he was assistant coach to the Kings last year. He's coaching down there. So there's some great value. I'm gonna have a tenner on you.
It's a tour's race, mate. So anyone's a chance. And we have a pretty good track record down in Melbourne. And they're tough. They're loaded with talent. And Dino, as you said, he was our assistant. He's a hell of a coach. So They're well coached, and they've got a bit of a roll at the moment, but anything can happen, and we've had a pretty good week so far, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and your next home game is not till November 30 at Qdos Bank Arena. Seems like you guys have been on the you've hardly been home at all this season.
Yeah, we've had a rough schedule. I don't think we've got anyone giving us any credit for the fact that we've been here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah.
Since we went to the States, we've literally been on the road, basically, the whole time. I've barely been at home, so
yeah,
it hasn't been easy. And at the end of the day, as much as our record is where it is at the moment, you have 14 home games over a year, and normally a 14-win season gets you in the playoffs. So we've lost two home games where we picked up one on the road. So we're really one off par at the moment.
Okay.
But it comes off kind of bad on the record being 2-6.
It's all right.
At the end of the day, if we can pick up some road wins and get on a roll at home, and we do have those stretch of home games, we'll be in a good position. So it's just a matter of keeping your head up, ticking along, and trying to pick off some road wins, especially while we're not at home.
Jason, we thank you, mate, and the honesty is there, and I think that's what can turn things around. So play well.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.